Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Advocates for California foster children say an overworked juvenile justice system needs concrete changes. Foster children, welfare workers, and academics spoke out yesterday to a special state panel appointed to enact reform. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
For the last 2 years, a Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care has been meeting. Their charge? To figure out how the state's 80,000 foster children can be better served by California's overtaxed juvenile court system. Yesterday, they heard comments on their draft recommendations. Patty Fitzsimmons, director of the Child Advocacy Clinic at the University of San Francisco Law School, came to support one of the commission's main suggestions: fix the personnel shortage in juvenile law by raising the field's profile among law students.
I think people don't know about it, and I think also people see it as a lower status. Working with kids, unfortunately, in our society is not something that's necessarily rewarded or valued. Not coming without challenges, but the reward is tremendous.
The committee's recommendations include forgiving loans for students who choose this career and adding a juvenile law section to the state bar. Another priority for the commission is creating more stable homes for foster children. They suggest the courts work more closely with child welfare agencies to offer children the full range of services available to them. 19-year-old Zanye Nolan came to the meeting to support another of the panel's recommendations, extending the age for foster care assistance from 18 to 21 for youth who want it. Nolan says the past year has been difficult, starting college and not feeling like she had someone to call with simple questions, like how to get a doctor's appointment.
A lot of emotional stuff and a lot of memories start to come back up because we feel like we're about to leave and we're about to get abandoned again, and all that stuff comes up, and those kids are going to need, they're going to need that support, you know, they're going to need extra support.
Justice Carlos Moreno, chair of the Blue Ribbon Commission, says most of the reforms they have proposed are not controversial, but Moreno says finding the funding for them in a resource-tight environment could be difficult.
You know, we are asking for society to focus resources on this issue, and to the extent we don't focus resources now, it's clear that we're going to pay for this later, in terms of increased homelessness, crime, unemployment, lack of education, because foster children are disproportionately represented in each of those categories.
The commission is accepting public comments on its draft recommendations through this Friday. Moreno says he expects to have a final report and implementation plan in August. For KQED Radio News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.